pork chop dollar, these butchers do, and that backbone split in the middle, and then you cut that with part of the ribs, and that's your pork chop. And then if you're going to cut it out whole to make the sausage, and you want good sausage at home, why, take that backbone clear out, just the backbone. Then you have the backbone, and then you have the ribs took out separate, you see. Mm-hmm. Two-way cutting up all, I'll cut them both up. And you have the backbone and rib, a whole slice of ribs all in one. It'd be two sides and one hog, of course, each side. And your backbone, you take that backbone out separate. And then there's a, you cut a strip, oh, say that wide, and a tendon about that by, that's what you can just take that and pull that off that fast. Just pull it out. Right there. That's the backbone.
Is the other
that's close,
is the tenderloin then the meat right next to the, where the backbone was?
It joins, yeah. That's your pork chop, if you cut it up that way. And the other way, that tenderloin, you take it out. And
I see, but it's not...
You can fry the tenderloin, ain't nothing on
I see, but it's not the same thing as the pork chop. It's next to it.
It's the same meat.
Oh, it is.
But you can just pull it out.
I see.
Just pull it out. Catch it and pull it out. Strip. Oh, the size of hog will be that long. Tenderloin. And you put that in your sausage, that's what makes real sausage. You don't buy that kind of sausage out of a meat shop.
I see. Then the tenderloin, that would be like a pork chop without the bone.
That's right.
I see.
No bone in the tenderloin. What to call it tenderloin.
Did you ever eat tripe?
What?
Tripe?
No.
Did you ever chopped liver and cornmeal cooked up together? How about cornmeal and the juice from souse?
No. I had no experience.
You ever ate scrapple? If butter is left out too long, what do you say about it?
Spoil.
And milk that's allowed to thicken is?
Clabber.
And what do you call that cheese that you make with milk when it gets like that?
Oh.
Gets thick?
Oh, what is it called? I don't know. Make it after butter or sour. But I don't want to.
Oh, you might call it pot cheese or Dutch cheese or cottage cheese or clabber cheese.
Clabber cheese, I guess.
And when they, years ago when they purified milk, they didn't have equipment for purifying milk. Sometimes they just pour it through something to get the impurities out.
Strainer.
And how about an apple pie made, kind of like an apple pie made in a deep dish where you put in several layers of pastry?
Cobbler.
Okay. And all of the things you eat, you'd say those are all different kinds of...
Cobblers.
Yeah.
Cobbler pies.
And a sweet liquid served with pudding is...
Sweet little...
Liquid served, it might be poured on top of the pudding.
Oh, my mother used to make a syrup. I don't know how she made it.
Yeah, that would be fine. Or I was thinking, talking about apples, you'd say when you crush apples up and you...
Cider?
Yeah, but, well, the cider is a liquid, but this is something that you eat with a spoon.
Oh, yeah. Applesauce?
Mm-hmm. And if you have if you eat something between your regular meals, you'd say, I'm just going to have a little what today, a little... Not going to have a full meal.
Lunch?
You know, but something, say you have something about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, I'm just going to have a little between meals, you know, at 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
I don't eat between meals.
Right. Well, what would you call that, a bite or a snack or a piece?
A snack if you just eat a little.
All right. If I was talking about eating, I'd say, how often have you today?
I eat 3 meals a day.
Okay.
Breakfast, dinner, and supper. Now, they don't call it supper now.